Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
He spent 21 years running the city of Chicago, but the mayor, Richard M. Daley, not running for re-election this year.
I've always believed that every person, especially public officials, must understand when it's time to move on. For me, that time is now.
It's no understatement to say that that came as a shock to Democrats and political analysts around the country. Daley is to date the second longest serving mayor in Chicago, and of course the first longest running mayor in Chicago. His father, Richard J. Daley, he died in office on December 20th in 1976. Joining us now is Sam Hudzik. Hudzik, he's a political reporter for WBEZ Chicago Public Radio. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
So do we have any other clues into why Richard Daley is stepping down?
Well, not really from his statement. It was really short. It was 3 or 4 minutes. And he just said it was a personal decision. He just said, this is time. And I think you can look at the possible reasons that are going to come out in the coming days. He's going to take some questions at a press conference today and maybe get more specific. But politically, you know, he pushed through this controversial parking meter lease, a privatization of the parking meters last year. The city's got a looming budget deficit like so many cities. And his approval rating is at about 37% right now, according to a poll from the Tribune just a couple months ago. On the personal side, he's going to pass his father's time in office, so he's going to get that big legacy mark for himself. His wife, Maggie, has been battling metastatic breast cancer, and he's 68 years old, so he just may want to retire. He's been in office a long time.
I guess you couldn't blame him, but let's talk for just a second about the legacy that you just mentioned. I mean, his father, Richard M. Daley, served for 21 years, and then he has served in the city. So we've been saying all morning that a Daley has been the mayor of Chicago for 44 of the last 55 years, I think. What is going to be the legacy of this family?
Well, I think that's a great question. He's tried very hard to separate his legacy from his father's. He's never said a bad word about his father, but he's tried to make his mark on his own. And he's done it in two specific ways, through two big projects that he's tried to push. And that is the overhaul of the city's education system. He took that over in the 90s. And sort of a transformation of the city's public housing efforts. But like everything with this mayor, not everyone is in 100% agreement about it. The schools plan, many people say that it just hasn't gone far enough, and the public housing plan also has its critics. But you're right, Daley is bigger than life, and it's going to be really weird on May 16th, 2011, when we all find out that there's not a Daley in office anymore.
Well, let's talk about who will be in office at that point, because that clears to be the rumor mill right now. A lot of talk about White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, who said earlier this year that mayor of Chicago is a job he'd like to have. Who do you think is going to succeed Daley?
Yeah, well, outside of Emanuel, a couple members of Congress, Danny Davis, Luis Gutierrez, have expressed interest, a whole host of aldermen and other local officials. But right now, no politician in Chicago is ruling it out.
Okay, Sam Hudzik, he's a political reporter for WBEZ Chicago Public Radio. Probably talk to you again when we get those announcements of the election campaign for mayor of Chicago. Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.